It's the biggest independent audit that's taken place in youth development for some 13, 14 years. And for us to be graded as a Category 1 academy makes a real statement about where we are in terms of our programme and where we want to go going forwards. And that's to be at the very top and ensure that we continue to produce players for our first team.
Because you've talked about what's been done already. There's been some excellent work done already. I mean, you can list off all the sorts of players over the last 15, 20 years the Wolves have produced. Julian Lescott, Robbie Keane, Wayne Hennessy, David Davis. I could go on. So hopefully it's going to get even better.
Yeah, and it's also going to get much harder. You know, you've got lots of clubs who are doing youth development very well nowadays, and I think it's really, really important that for us as a football club we stay ahead of the game and stay at the top of the game and ensure we're continually striving for the very high standards to give our young players the very best opportunity to break through.
And just to sort of explain it to everybody, this is really going to put Wolves amongst the elite in the country in terms of youth development.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, we're thinking it's going to be approximately 20 clubs that are going to be in the top tier. Some clubs have been audited, some clubs are yet to be audited in August and September, so that number may be even lower. And so for Wolves to be classified as one of the top 20 clubs top 20 academies in the country is a massive step forward and something we're very, very proud of.
And how much easier does it make it to attract not only the players, but obviously because you've got to, at that level, I guess, convince the families and the parents that this is the right place for their child to come to, that all they need to do is come down here and see the facilities and they'll be instantly impressed?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing you'll know, there's lots of clubs in our area and lots of clubs doing it very well in our area, you know, in Walsall, West Brom, Aston Villa, Birmingham City and so on. So often a young player can be torn between joining one club or the other. So the Category 1 status is about making a statement to players and parents about where our provision is. Mm. And we're now able to say our provision is of the very highest possible standard. It's a school of football. Mm. And on that basis, as you made a point, you only need to come down and look at the facility development here to see that things are really moving forward.
Yeah. How important is it that... Because obviously, you want to widen your net and attract kids from all over the place. Mm. But it is always nice, and fans kind of like it, when you can attract kids from the Black Country and get them progressing to the first team. How important is it that the work that you do with local schools in this part?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, a huge amount of our recruitment drive is polarised around the local area, and that will never change. Of course, with the Category 1 status, it gives us an opportunity to recruit on a national basis, but they'll be the odd one or two player. The key focus has to be about boys joining us as opposed to joining other local clubs, because we firmly believe that there's the talent pool here in the West Midlands to be able to support our first team.